when Governor Charlie Baker signed the so-called Grand Bargain Bill. He okayed a higher minimum wage for Massachusetts workers. And Massachusetts lawmakers, they avoided a slew of ballot questions. I'm Jill Kaufman, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Katie Lennon with the State House News Service. Hi, Katie.
Hey, Jill. Thanks for having me.
Glad you're here. Let's start with this so-called Grand Bargain Bill. Governor Baker signed this compromise legislation to increase the state's minimum wage, also to require paid leave for workers and mandate an annual sales tax holiday. It was designed to keep a series of ballot questions off the November ballot, including a proposal to cut the state sales tax. Without these questions on the ballot, are there election turnout impacts we could see in the fall?
That's certainly one of the expectations, that some of these questions would drive turnout. You know, moving in a $15 minimum wage, a paid family and medical leave, those have been issues progressives have been pushing for years. And there was kind of an expectation that that would play into, say, the turnout with U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren also on the ballot, and whether all those kind of progressive issues could work with Democrat turnout. Now, at the same time, on the other end of the spectrum, there is the sales tax cut, and that might drive a different group of voters. So there were a lot of kind of questions about how the Senate race, the governor's race, and these ballot questions would all work together, and really who would get the edge in that turnout. By resolving it legislatively and keeping these issues off the ballot, it turns to more of a status quo situation.
We have a lot going on out here in Western Massachusetts, many open seats, so we'll see what happens in the polls out here. Might be a whole other story.
That's right, and some interesting congressional challenges out that way as well.
The U.S. Supreme Court's decision making it possible for government employees to avoid any payments to public sector unions, that was a big story and continues to be one. Massachusetts House Speaker Robert DeLeo has turned to labor leaders. He says he wants them to suggest ways the state legislature can respond to the Supreme Court decision and soften the blow. What could state legislation do, Katie?
Well, that's a great question. And at the Democrat convention earlier this or last month now in Worcester, we heard a lot of love for unions from some of the state's political heavy hitters. And they really want to take action here. They've expressed an interest in doing so. But what that action will look like is still very murky. Even some of the heads of the labor unions themselves, they haven't come out with any specifics. So I think we're kind of in a wait-and-see period here.
Full disclosure here, members of the NEPR newsroom belong to a public employee union that's affiliated with the Massachusetts Teachers Association. One last question for you for today. On a flight to Boston, Governor Baker's son, AJ, was accused recently of groping a woman passenger he was seated next to. The U.S. Attorney's Office is now reviewing the allegations. The governor has basically refused to discuss the matter. He says it's personal. At first, he said state police were not involved, but the Boston Globe reported they were, at least initially. Katie, the governor has high ratings and hasn't had any significant scandals connected to him while in office. Is this something that people are talking about on Beacon Hill?
It's definitely something people are talking about. People are kind of waiting to see, again, what comes out here, how this plays its course. These are serious allegations. The governor hasn't been able to say too much, citing the ongoing investigation and the fact that it, for him, is a personal family matter. But there are questions people are raising about transparency, about the role of the state police, who did, it has been reported, respond to the airplane, although they don't have jurisdiction over what happened in the airplane. That's a federal issue, and that's why it's under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office. So I think people are kind of wondering what's going to come out here.
Is that conflated with the overtime scandal right now with the Massachusetts State Police?
I don't know if there's a direct overlap between the three troopers who were arrested last week and this incident involving the governor's son, but for people who see the state police as in need of a change, as mired in trouble, it's certainly on their minds that the same department has now been mentioned in both of these incidents.
Katie Lennon, a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Beacon Hill in 5, NEPR's weekly check-in at the State House, is also a podcast. Subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts or at nepr.net/podcast. This is New England Public Radio.